T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Several big topics, but the biggest is what we saw play out over the weekend, this time on I-95, when it shut down. People are doing the usual anarchy that we've seen on city streets and saw in a lot of places over the weekend. Krasner holding a news conference at this point. Steve Keely has up some sound, though, when he was asked the question whether he'd prosecute those taking part in car meetups and drifting on roadways, as we saw over the weekend. Why would you even ask that question to an ordinary DA? We do have that?
Yeah, I have that audio if you want it, Don.
Yeah, let's hear this, and then I'll give John McNesby, head of the FOP, a shot at this. Here's what Krasner said to that question.
You know, obviously, we want the state, the streets, to be as safe as they can possibly be. And to the extent that the Philadelphia Police Department and our law enforcement partners are able to bring us solid cases, we're going to bring charges. That's where it stands. Now, I say that, but I also need to say that especially when we are talking about things like drifting, or we are talking about sort of flash activity that happens all at once, where it's very hard to identify exactly who was there, and people scatter quickly, that's a challenge. That is very hard. I don't care what police department or what law enforcement entity you're talking about. It's tough. With or without full staffing, it's very difficult. But to the extent that we are provided with that information, we're given a defendant, we're given an identified defendant, we have a solid case that establishes probable cause and the possibility of success, we absolutely are going to do that. And, you know, going back to your other question, we don't have any patience for people who are deliberately concealing killers. That is a crime. And if anybody's in that position, there are occasions when family members who, frankly, as the sheriff said, don't want to be a part of that, find themselves in a predicament. Well, it's time to pick up the phone and get yourself out of that predicament. And let's address the situation, bring it to justice in the way that is safest for everybody and is not going to put relatives and loved ones in harm's way.
All right, let's go to the head of the FOP in Philadelphia, President John McNesby. Hey, John, welcome in. Thanks very much for joining us. The old dodge there of solid cases, blame the police, not a solid case.
Yeah. Was that Pinocchio on the line there? Because one thing he said was not true. I mean, they're not going to bring anybody up on charges. And until the city starts engaging these people that are out there doing this lawlessness, then they're going to continue to do what they're going to do. And it's the early part of summer. And if they know they can get away with it, they're going to do it. And they're going to do it, and they're going to do it, and they're going to do it.
And, John, the guy involved who was shot, the 18-year-old from Glen Mills. So we're seeing people come to Philadelphia. And I don't remember, I agree with you, it's incrementalism. It's just going to get worse incrementally. But shutting off 95, that's an indictment of audacity. This never would have gone on with former police commissioners, DAs, and mayors. They would have known better. Not even Rizzo. Imagine what Richard Ross or somebody like that would have done in this case.
Right. I mean, at least then. In all fairness, we probably had 1,000 more cops at that point.
Right.
And a beefed up patrol on 95. But still, to be able to stop in the middle of 95, block it off and do what you were doing is just complete utter nonsense and craziness. I mean, there's ways to handle this. They just got to let the police do their job. They send their police, you know, they send you out there to respond to these locations, and they think because people see white cars with lights on top that they're going to stop doing what they're doing. They know that there's nothing that's going to, you know, they won't be held accountable. They could do whatever they want. So the police just go there, and they don't let them engage. And then you get them jumping on. They want to get with their phones out. They want to jump on the cars. They want to put bricks through windshields. That's what they find fun, these people doing this stuff. So until you engage those folks there, take their cars, which is their lifeline, then they'll start to wake up a little bit. But until then, we're going to be spinning our wheels, going from location to location to location.
And John, I might add what you're saying there. Police are skilled enough. The command, some of these cops I've met, they know what they're doing. They're not going to take unnecessary chances. What they're going to do is they're going to try to pick off at least a few, box them in, and then hopefully the penalties will be such that others will be dissuaded. They're not going to go on wild car chases with 100 cars.
Right. No, they're not going to do that. They're trained. They know what they're doing. You're right. They get in there, and they wind up keeping them pinned down to one area. Then you go through, and you write as many tickets as you can, and you see if their car is legal. Most of them, if I'm a betting man, would probably not be legal. You take it, you confiscate it, and you let them go through the courts to get it back. And then once you do that to on a couple weekends, that word will spread, and they'll go somewhere else, or they'll knock that activity off, guaranteed. So let us do our jobs. Let us engage, and let us do our job.
And, John, to that point, if this had been a Philadelphia cop, two cops already hit by this guy. Now, thank God it was minor injuries, if there is such a thing, and then the other cop discharged his weapon. I don't know what I would advise a Philly cop in that. Probably you're in a different role, but I'd say, if at all possible, don't fire there. You got Krasner if you're a Philadelphia cop. Does it make a difference, though, with a state cop here, that he's going to tread a little bit more lightly?
You know, I don't know. I don't believe anything that guy says. He's just on there talking about, if you give me the evidence for you, we'll have a defendant. That's not true. Everybody knows that. And the city administration knows it. The city police department knows it. But, you know, I don't know, you know, what his thoughts will be during this. I don't know the facts of that case, and I don't want to get too much into that.
Okay.
But those guys, I know that there's a lot of troopers that are out there that don't want to come into Philadelphia for overtime, or and they have a couple of details regarding guns and stuff like that, that don't want to come here because of Krasner. They don't want to risk being in trouble, being arrested, and it's not really worth the overtime. So that's why we're having a hard time, you know, getting our folks on Friday, Saturday nights when we really need you.
Well, John, it's got to look brighter, though. We have still into January and all before we have a new mayor, police commissioner, hopefully. And then you still got to take on Krasner. So give us your outlook over the summer. I think it's got to be to cops that you got to be as prudent as you can till we get past this period of time, that you have people that have your back.
Yeah, you're right. And I think, you know, two out of three ain't bad. If we get two out of three, we'll be okay. But until then, you're going to work these cops to death. I mean, you're extending their days. You're canceling their tours. You're working them, and you're working them, and you're working them. We're down under 5,400 cops, and we should be around 6,800. I mean, it's not a rocket scientist to figure out that these guys are going to be and girls are going to be overworked. It's going to be a hot summer, and they're going to be pissed off, and morale's already low. Where do we go from here? I just reached out to some people today. Martina White called me 6:45 this morning to figure out. There needs to be some legislation put into place, whether it's, you know, regular legislation where it's enacted into law, or temporary, whether it's for 2-3 years, to be able to bring more people on quickly. To get, I mean, we had 1,100 people at the training academy come up there, and only 117 went through to the next step because they missed a push-up by one or two, or they missed a run by 10 seconds. That's nonsense. Put them on. If they can't make that up in 10 months, shame on you. Then you're out. But we need – this is an emergency. This is all hands on deck. We need cops on the street because we can't keep the community safe, and we can't keep ourselves safe.
And, John, that's one – you just said something new there about, you know, around the edges here. Let's get the cop out there. What about other incentives? So what is it that's necessary? Is there a magic – salary is always a good incentive, but what else? What else has to be done to make this attractive?
I mean, I'm looking at maybe opening up – talking to the administration about opening up – residency to Jersey to attract more people from Jersey to come in to be able to keep cops. You know, I mean, what's the difference? You're still going to be paying city wage tax for working here. You know, let's look at Jersey. Let's let people live in Jersey. That would attract or keep more people. They can extend this drop program for another year, which, you know, they're saying they don't want to do because they didn't get much bang for their buck. I don't care if you get a buck. You know, if you're going to fill one position, we need people. Fill it. That's one more body. I mean, this is – people don't understand out there, and I've been screaming about this staffing problem for months, that this is serious. I mean, it's never in the history of the city of Philadelphia been this low. I mean, there's police cars row after row in each district where they're not being used. I mean, we need the help.
Well, without a doubt. Now, you do a great job of it, too. It would help if the powers that be, the new ones, either David O. Sherrell Park or others, John, speak out against the media. I have the media headline of this shooting, man killed by Pennsylvania State Police on I-95. I mean, somebody reading this, and look, the girlfriend was destroyed and all the stuff in this case, but there's got to be a fairer media output on this, the context of what cops face day to day, not just in this case, but more broadly, what it's like to be out there given the small numbers. When you have small numbers, you can be outnumbered pretty quickly. The one female cop had a brick thrown through her windshield
right. This
weekend.
And that's what I was saying earlier. You respond to these locations, you're called to these locations, and you can't do anything. What do they expect you to do? Until we start engaging these, you got to throw your hands up. Until we engage these people doing this, they're going to continue to do it. So, and we have to send a message. I know we don't have a lot of cops out there right now, but they know how to work it, get rapid response teams, get ERTs, and move in on these locations and be able to do what they need to do. I know there's a plan in place, but we just got to have the green light from the administration to do old-fashioned policing.
Absolutely. John, thank you very much, as always. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Tom.
All right. John McNesby here with some new stuff. Yeah, why not Jersey? Why not wherever? You know, look, I don't want to drop down requirements too much to be a cop, but, you know, around the edges here for, as he said, a probationary period. And if you can't do whatever the demands are by that point, you're out. Okay. That's what they need. They need incentives and they need more people that are going to stand up. I mean, in this situation, the only reason this guy got shot, I'm convinced, is it was a state cop. If it had been a Philadelphia cop, the fear of Krasner that's there. Dan, anything yet? Hopefully before the end of the show, we'll have what Krasner says today in this investigation. I'm surprised he's even holding a news conference. I thought he'd say they're still investigating at this point. We're looking for what the principal argument is by Krasner. I know he said in one place they want videos from people to see what actually happened. There's plenty of video footage of this. And the idea that police have to bring him solid cases, so-called, and he's going to prosecute them to the fullest of the extent of the law over this. I mean, just think about this. When have we seen...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
People block off I-95 and then engage in this with their Confederates blocking off with cars 95. I don't remember in Philadelphia history anything quite this organized and bold. It's sending a message. And we had a nice car. A woman called from Atlantic City. Why don't you open up in Philadelphia more places where they can, first of all, the insurance thing, if you're a city operated and you're letting these maniacs do that there. They're in a video game. They're on social media. They want to show you they're going to do whatever they want.
And it is sad that an 18-year-old lost his life here. But his girlfriend commenting on it, that media played, the last 24 hours, is out of line. They ought to put it in context. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll tell you about this Norristown story. And over the weekend, Vivek Ramaswamy really went all in on sounding the alarm. He sees the big danger in Ukraine is the Russia-China alliance, and that we ought to get out of there at this point, meaning the U.S. support. Whereas Nikki Haley says a Ukraine loss could lead to a world war. More evidence of Nikki Haley's philosophy on things. I don't think Nikki Haley is going to be Trump's VP choice. I really don't. I know the plus side. I know the upside. I know all that. Female, very polished. She's got a lot of experience. I don't think it meshes too well. And this is one of the areas where it really doesn't. I don't know if you call her a neocon or not, but there's that element, and that's not Trump's brand at all. That's one of the hallmarks of how different he is in staying out of unending wars. So we'll play you what Vivek said about this. But right now, it is time. Our daily look at what?
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, here's a nice Father's Day present. You win today a 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies on Father's Day, June 18, 2023, versus the Hartford Yard Goats at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania. The first 2,000 men, 18 and older, through the gates. Wait a minute, men. All right, we'll receive a Reading Phillies number one dad bucket hat and play catch with dad on the field after the game. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Out there on the mountain. Yeah, beat the goats.
Beat the goats.
All right, Dan, what do you have today?
Dom, one of our favorite sports films of all time, focuses on a real team, and that being the integration of the Titans football team into Remember the Titans. Denzel Washington, fantastic as a coach. And, Dom, when they're finally starting to bond in that movie, there's a song that plays, a great song that I love, and I think you might be a fan of as well. Dom, we want to know the name of that song today, the name of the song. I'm going to play a little portion of it, and you win those Reading Phils tickets if you can identify the song that's used in Remember the Titans during their bonding moment when they're kind of warming up with the team and all and doing some warm-up drills. Here is your clue, Dom. Take a listen. That's all I'm giving them.
Wow, that's a tough one. That is one of my favorite films. I'm going to take off the board in honor of that. The Dillon High School football team.
Ah.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Yeah,
people waited too long.
It's
gotta get in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great
right.
one.
Let's hear it one more time.
And name of the song, Dom.
Name of the song. At 855-839-1210. You do that right now. Of course, every day, Dom's Melody, Money Melody, is brought to you by Rhino Shield. And now's the opportunity to save 20% and beautify your home with the permanent solution to paint, Rhino Shield. Call John Gilgi. Schedule an appointment today. Visit myrhinoshield.com or call 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Absolutely. Every day at 2:14, it's a clue from one of our Remember the Titans. We're looking for the name of the song. Let's hear the clue. All right, let's go to Ed in Northeast Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Ed. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, it's Genuine.
Sorry about that, Ed.
Ed, no.
All right, let's go to Mike in Bucks County. Mike, what's the name of the song?
Spill the Wine.
Yes, that was that's a moment where they started to gel, come together as a team.
Yeah, you hear this in the background. Great Eric Burdon from, he used to play with... Eric Clapton and Cream. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a War. And Dom, I actually saw War live one time. It was like one guy left. It was Atlantic City, War with Cheech and Chong. And I got to tell you, man, even with the one guy, this band still puts on a heck of a show. Horn section, everything. Yep, spill the wine. Congratulations. You win those Reading Phillies tickets.
Nicely played. All right, we'll do it all again tomorrow at approximately 2:13, 2:14. Side question today. Give us that fictional sports team. There's 100 of them. Give us your favorite.
I made a big mistake. I said Cream Notes, the Animals, Tom.
Okay.
I know there are listeners out there cringing at me right now. I apologize for that. Eric Burnham would play with the Animals.
All right, now, over the weekend, I read this, and we're trying to get on one of the principals in this story. Somebody just put up on Twitter the story out of Norristown. Now, Norristown is not that big. The guy who's the head of the town council now is a Democrat. He's also the political director of the electrical workers, I think, out in Montgomery County, that union, 98, or Philadelphia. I'm not sure which one. Thomas LePere. And he said over the weekend, this story broke, there, PICO and others want to remove all these homeless encampments across Norristown. And he chose this. He said, yeah, well, why? I'm going to be like Greg Abbott. I'm going to offer $500 gift cards to everyone who will board a bus at the end of the month. The money will come from donations. Okay? And he's choosing to send him to Villanova University campus. I love this choice. Somebody on my Twitter said, well, Jay Wright's not coaching the team now, but he's woke. Remember the team? He told us they're not going to come out for the national anthem. They're not going to stand. And one of the things was the overwhelming poverty of the country and unequal and all this stuff, right? Villanova, right? Villanova's got maybe, what, hundreds of vacant dorm rooms out there on the campus? So if they showed up with these buses, would they be greeted with open arms in Villanova? Question again is, why does a place like Norristown have to suffer this? And there's a Villanova professor involved, Stephanie Senna, who's an anti-homelessness advocate, an anti-poverty fellow at the university's Charles Widger School of Law. She's been working on behalf of 160 people in Norristown who PICO wants to remove from their land. LePere called her an ivory tower elitist during a meeting to discuss encampments. It was this Villanova professor and Eric Tarz, legal director of the Washington, D.C. National Homelessness Law Center. LePere allegedly said, just so you know, I'm taking buses and shipping people to Villanova. Tarz, the other guy there, corroborated the account, adding, Tom told Stephanie he's going to create a clown show on the Villanova campus by throwing needles and trash from Norristown's encampments onto the campus green. You see, what's going on here, this drama, is this. Norristown is kind of Kensington light. Kensington, we know, has been allowed to be Kensington because the city of Philadelphia, many administrations now, have made the decision, let's just one way or another send everything to Kensington and then let's people do whatever they want there, live on the street, shoot up drugs. Well, with Norristown, they put so many mental health, drug and alcohol addiction centers, and when those sometimes don't work, as I understand it, people that come there for that then just stay. They have nice-looking tents, and they're living off the land there in Norristown. So why should Norristown have to suffer that, have this pesky Villanova professor telling this guy and people in Norristown, you're not going to be moving these people around. You're not going to be engaged in this. They're on PICO land. No, you're Norristown. You have to be the, quote, dumping ground here. Isn't that what this comes down to? So why should Norristown have to do that? Why not a place like Villanova University? How many times have we talked about their nonsense? Remember the thing with the flag? They didn't like the thin blue line at one of their events with the police running with that. Jay Wright and the Villanova players over the years not going to the White House with Trump. But their message is always these Christian values. So why would they not pitch in and set aside some dorm rooms until these people get back on their feet? What would the reaction be out in Villanova if they were going to do that? Again, we're told all the time, well, people that are addicts, etc., you put everything there, put a needle exchange, whatever you want, in Norristown because that's where they are. Well, suppose they were in Villanova. What would happen? You think the police wouldn't be told to move them out of there? Again, why do the Kensingtons of the world, and in this case, the Norristowns? Now, I don't know if this guy's going to follow through on any of this or not, but I understand his frustration. Why should Norristown? According to one report, 21% of the people in Norristown are already under the poverty line. And it's not that big of a place. Why does everything get dumped there? Because societally, the very same progressive forces often, like in Philadelphia, they decide, well, let's just dump it all in Kensington and let them do whatever they want. Forget about the laws and all. Too hard to enforce. This is Kensington light right here. That's the way I see it with Norristown. Love to get you in. And I love this foil who happens to be from Villanova. This professor there telling them what they're going to do and what they're not going to do with the homelessness that's overrunning them. And again, this guy is a Democrat who's the head of town council there now and political director for the IBEW, the big electricians union, Johnny Dock's union, formerly. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in right now. Don't forget on the side question, just hit us with that all-time fictional sports team. A lot of action today, and I hope Republicans do follow through and absolutely hold in contempt the FBI director, what he's done with this document that shows apparently a lot of shell organizations that the Biden set up is to let people on, I guess it's the Intelligence Committee and Comer, look at it. But I mean, it's complicated stuff to just look at and memorize this. They're not giving up the document to the people that are in charge. Congress is in charge, not the FBI. This guy, Christopher Wray, if a Republican takes either DeSantis or Trump, should be fired in the first 2 seconds. Don't even take the pledge. Say time out before any other speech. Christopher Wray, get off the podium. You're out of here, buddy, if he sits up there. That'd be a good moment. Get him out of here. I would support the dignity of the inauguration speech. No, before the speech, right after, as soon as you're sworn in, you have the power saying, that's
it. Get him out. Get him out of here.
That's it. Exactly. I think there'd be applause, right? Well, who are you going to put in there? That's the next big thing. Not listening to Governor Christie. By the way, Mike Pence has announced today. That's another blip on the radar screen. But I'd have to say this. I buy into the idea that every one of these people that announces helps President Trump because it's going to slice up the pie more. And I don't see any of them taking from Trump. Mike Pence is certainly not going to take from Trump voters. Chris Christie is not going to take from Trump voters. And even if they get a percentage point, you know the game here. The guy that's making noise is Vivek Ramaswamy, though. He's the guy that's in that third position. Might be an interesting vice presidential candidate. All right, so I'm coming to your calls. 855-839-1210 is how you get on board. And I'll give you a little bit more of the difference with Vivek on Ukraine versus Nikki Haley, who's all in and says we're risking a world war if we don't continue to overwhelmingly support and have Ukraine win. How long do you want to support that? She misjudges so much the Republican base. That's like before Trump, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You might have been able. No, it's after George W. Bush. After these unending wars, Iraq, etc., people get it. They're tired of this. They don't see the wisdom of it. And they're certainly, I know the argument is, well, then that way we don't have to fight Russia. We're not going to be fighting Russia. And we're pushing the Russians, is the theory, into the hands of the Chinese in this. That's probably worse than anything else coming out of Ukraine. By the way, Zelensky over the weekend played his hand a little bit and talked about how difficult things would be for him with President Trump, much more supportive of Biden. So there you go. And Comey saying the Russians are going to move heaven and earth to reelect President Trump. Russian collusion, part 2. All right, it is Dom time. So I'm piecing some stuff. We'll have full details tomorrow from the Larry Krasner news conference about this. And Krasner is taking the stance that, well, we need to see more videos of what everybody has. The parents, and look, they are parents of these kids, but my God, come on. We played you the girlfriend earlier today. They say he would never intentionally hurt anyone. He was just a bystander. The contention here of the girlfriend, and Dan has looked at this and didn't see any, I didn't see anything either. There's a video out there that shows he was outside the car and the cop just shot him. You know, the news media is so repugnant in this. They're running wild with this, just the emotion on that side. How about the other side? How about the side that connects the dots for once? And at least ask the question in your news. Now, Steve Keely is. Why in the world have we gotten to a point where people are blocking off 95 and getting away with that and doing this on a major U.S. highway? No, as far as I can tell with this, this kid hit two cops, was out of control, was going to these events, and then the other cop took legal action to stop this. And the media, if they want to take the obviously distraught girlfriend and parents, don't they have to provide some context to this? Don't they have to not say, well, the investigation's underway? We've already seen evidence on this. We already have. Now, that doesn't mean it's the end of the entire investigation. What it means is you got to provide real-time context to this. How outrageous this is, how dangerous it is to be a cop with a car coming at you that's already hit two of your colleagues. And they ought to say it is within the rights of the state cop in this situation to use deadly force and what the conditions are under which you would use deadly force. And I want to hear more suburban counties say, you know what? Yeah, we're going on record. We're not sending you cops into Philadelphia, no matter what the situation is. I asked John McNesby, these are state cops. Does that matter in this? Well, not with Krasner. Not if there's anything he can do to put this cop through hell. And McNesby said, there are cops saying, no, it's not worth overtime or anything else. State cops, they'd rather not come into Philadelphia. If that had been a Philadelphia cop, he would really have to think long and hard about using that force. And who knows if this cop didn't use that force, what would have happened to him or others there? So don't tell me, I get it as a parent, but didn't you know, the girlfriend knew, Dan, didn't you know that your son was going to these sorts of situations? Well, they're meetups. No, they're not. This is all illegal. It's all dangerous. It's all out of control. Doing donuts, drifting on I-95 at Penn's Landing. Put some context into this in Philadelphia. How about a little context of when has this happened before, shutting down 95? Well, these are just meetups. Who are you? Our son just liked fast cars and doing all that. Well, guess what? Sadly, these are the consequences of it. It's the media in this too, though, giving us the emotionality of one side without a sense of what's really happening here. Let's see. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Larry in West Deptford on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Larry, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, listen, about the Comey thing, this guy should be arrested for malfeasance. It's ridiculous. And the only reason he's doing it the way he's doing it is because it's one representative from each side. That's the same thing that happened with the Russiagate. That's why Adam Schiff was able to go in there and say whatever he wanted to say when he came out. And the other guy says what he says, and it's up to you to determine, you know, who's right without seeing the evidence. That's the only reason he did it.
That is a great point. You're exactly right. It's with Christopher Wray now. Yeah, Comey's still out there prowling around. But, Larry, and it's complicated stuff. Apparently there's a lot of shell organizations and ways that the money was sluiced around. You can't memorize all that stuff. This is nuts.
Exactly. That's why Christopher Wray, I hope we win next year. I hope that's the first thing the president does is get rid of him. Oh, my God. And the baseball or the fictional team?
Yes.
I'll go with the Knights from the Nashville, if that wasn't said already.
No, it wasn't. That's a great one. The New York Knights. Exactly.
Yep.
Love the natural, particularly the blood coming through Robert Redford. Oh. And when he hits a ball foul and the bat breaks. Oh, God. The natural does not have a happy ending in the Malamud novel. You put that up there on the TV screen. Oh, man. People are not, or a movie screen. You got to have at least somewhat of a happy ending, don't you think? That's tough.
Is that a Larry in West Deptford that just called in with that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sorry, I was doing
something. Yeah, yeah. Anything more on Krasner? I think I got the nugget.
I'm
so
looking
far.
Around. I mean, the biggest thing out of that was a clip we already played prior to Mr. McNesby earlier.
Oh, of what Krasner said about bring me solid cases and I'll prosecute people. I did see David O, candidate for mayor. I didn't see Sherelle Parker comment on this yet. I think this ought to be something that candidates for mayor on either side, they ought to be coming out of on this. By the way, I told you earlier about Walgreens. I said New York. It's in Chicago, even worse probably.
Oh, wow.
Where they're testing out a new concept, only two aisles, and they're miniature aisles, not even half aisles in a wall, big Walgreens. You can actually touch stuff. All the other items are behind glass, and you have to use a kiosk, I guess, to say what you want, and then they go and get them and pick everything up. But imagine how cumbersome the shopping is. Well, what else are you going to do if you want to remain in a big city? You can't. I mean, Krasner's just going to let people shoplift. Up to $500. What a joke. He's going to let them shoplift up until anything they want. So, I think we give you the cusp of what Krasner said, blaming police. They don't bring solid cases, essentially. And the media, it's a big get to get the parents of this kid, get the girlfriend. But the idea of putting this in context, I think, is missing. And the context is asking the question. And I haven't seen a full interview. I'm just seeing the snippet of it now. The statement would never intentionally hurt anyone, was just a bystander. And that seems to be the argument they're trying to stick with here. Somehow or another, he wasn't in the car. That's what the girlfriend said in video. He was in the car. You're going to see when this comes out. All right. Thank God this guy is a state cop. He's got a fighting chance here. And why would anyone come into Philadelphia state or a suburban cop or even federal, realizing Larry Krasner is going to put you through the ringer? That's what's going to happen here. Let's go to Maria in Gilbertsville. Hello, Maria. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good, Maria.
Good, good. Well, what I wanted to say first off was with the Ed Sheeran concert, I wanted to thank the Philadelphia Eagles and also Honor Flight Philadelphia for their generosity. They donated a lot of tickets to veterans, local veterans, and our son and a lot of them had a great time, and just wanted to say thanks because they could have made a lot more money and they didn't.
That is a very nice, well, Sheeran seems to be very good with his fans and all the stuff that he did this week.
I don't know if the listener saw, but he was out at a Phillips Steaks in South Philly,
yeah,
serving up customers, just working the flat iron and getting out steaks.
Well, he was at the Met as kind of a warm-up, a more intimate thing to what he did that you saw. Yeah. Well, it was on Friday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was at the Met on Friday.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Maria, your son, is he a vet, and did he get to go to the show?
Yes, he did. He's a combat vet, United States Marine Corps. He was in Afghanistan in 2004, and before we were, he was there when we were only talking about Iraq.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Well, and, Maria, thank you. And do you have a fictional sports team for us, Maria?
I don't. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Maria. Yeah. Thank you for calling with that. We're always glad to hear.
Thank you to your son, Maria, for putting his life on the line for us.
Yes, the upside of this. And, Ed Sheeran did a very, very nice job. Okay, we got the lightning round coming up next. That's where you hit us with your fictional sports team.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes, that's exactly right. We'll have the lightning round in a moment. You know, I try to get on as many websites as possible, many newsletters. Thanks to Michael, though, who sent this to me. He's in, I guess, Lower Merion. Burglaries in Lower Merion. Dear neighbors, over the last 2 weeks, Lower Merion has been dealing with significant burglaries from the public safety. The recent trend has become a primary focus of our police department. I would like to share some additional background and tips in burglary prevention to offer a recent case in point. This past Wednesday, several rooms of a home on Fisher's Lane, Bryn Mawr, were ransacked in the middle of the afternoon. Entry made. Bryn Mawr now, climbing up on the roof, gaining access to upper story windows. Losses were particularly significant. While this investigation is ongoing, it illustrates the perpetrator's invasive, brazen nature. I stress that home invasions and burglaries are occurring in our immediate neighborhoods. They're all occurring at all hours. They're being orchestrated in advance in the past 2 weeks. Invasion sprees similar in nature to the one in Fisher's Lane on Old Golf and Rock Creek, just to name a few. Then they go on to say the entire greater Delaware Valley region has been impacted by this latest crime spree. The Lower Merion Police Department, which is a great police department, has adjusted patrols working along with other police departments. Through this coordinated effort, we'll be able to link activity to a transient group based out of Chile, who had that story first to you. Thanks to Pat Malloy. Was that like 10 days ago or 7 or 8, 9 days ago we had that?
Yeah.
They came on and talked about this. And the efforts they are in trying to track this down. All right? And immigration and just the chaos of the Biden administration, I still think, are part of that. But we know a lot of this chaos is coming from Philadelphia. And people from the suburbs in reverse. So, Dan, we are sending the Krasner rot to the suburbs, but the suburbs is sending us their nonsense because Philadelphia is their playground.
Yep.
The kid in question who was shot to death is from Glenn Mills. All right, so, look, you got a feel for the parents, but saying he was just a bystander, give me a break in this situation. All right, let's go to
Before you go,
yes.
If we have any avid listeners, no, we are not doing a second Money Melody. That was just a screw-up on my part. We are now in the...
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning
Sorry
round.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Okay, let's go to Catherine in Philadelphia. All right, Catherine, what's that fictional sports team?
Bad News Bears.
All right, the Bad News Bears
That's a big one.
Yep, that's pretty good. I know this one well. Jerry, the... Craig LeBond of Wilmington, if you get that reference, is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, welcome in.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I got a couple. I apologize, missed the beginning. Did anyone do the Charleston Chiefs?
No.
That's a great one. Been waiting for it all day.
Yeah, the Hanson brothers.
Here's the backstory. Believe it or not, I was looking it up. And at first they wanted Pacino to do it, but he couldn't skate. And so they gave it to Paul Newman. I just can't see Pacino playing that part.
Yes, that would be pathetic. How's Paul
Pacino
Newman
on
playing
ice? No.
On ice and making us believe that? No way. No way. Paul Newman was perfect for it. Yep, that's a good one. The Earl of Tacconi. Hey, Earl, who do you have today?
I'm going to go a little outside the box today. The team consisted of the dude, Walter, and Donnie. It's the Big Lebowski's Bowling League team.
That's a pretty good one outside the box. Yeah. Very good answer. Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Before I give my answer, I just wanted to point something out I realized. Over the last 10 years, we've paid Joe Biden $1.55 million for time as vice president and president. During that same time, China, that we know of, has paid him $3.1 million. So we just need to pay him more. You know what I mean? Because he's obviously going to the highest bidder.
Well, the ladies on The View told us today, Anna DeVaro, by the way, when he fell, he got right up. The man knows how to fall and get up. Oh, good news.
Yeah. Yep.
But Comey thinks he should be president. It's just a bizarro world, Dom.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Sharks from any given Sunday.
Oh, that is a great. Now, Pacino is very good in that. He's believable in that. Having to play the Paul Newman role.
I can't see Pacino as a hockey player.
No, that's ridiculous. No, he, a football coach, definitely. Yeah, he's very good. Ron in South Jersey. All right, Ron, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to stay in the box with A League of Their Own, with Rockford Peaches and Racine Bells of Kit, and Gina Davis was with the Rockford Peaches. And it was a great time because there was a sibling rivalry, a great American spirit, great comments about the World War II and what was going on. And what really touched me was when those two soldiers walked in and handed that gal the letter. Because I have a family experience representing that. So it was a great movie.
There's no crying in baseball. Last one, Gary in Newtown. Hi, Gary. What do you have today?
Love Slapshot. Get that lumber in his teeth. Let him know you're there. Anyway, I'm gonna go with another Gene Hackman movie, The Replacements.
We lived that here in Philadelphia, what it was like when they were on strike. I remember that. All right, Dan, give us a couple.
I'm going to make my case real quick, Dom. I think Charleston Chiefs should win the day. I've been waiting for it all day, and it's one of the only jerseys. Actually, it's the only answer today that you still see hockey fans wearing the jerseys of the fictional Charleston Chiefs because the Hanson brothers were such impactful characters. So I think Jerry and Wilmington should win the day with Charleston Chiefs. Otherwise, we had Racer X, we had the Knights and the Natural, Bad News Bears, awesome answer. Any Govan Sunday, LA Sharks, the Big Lebowski bowling team, but man, I'm definitely leaning towards
Yeah, I could go with that. That is a great
Jerry Wilmington
film.
Goes into the hat.
Jerry, you're in the hat. And you're a great...
Craig LeBond from Wilmington.
Yep, right in there. All right, we'll have it all again tomorrow. Another side question. Follow on Twitter until then at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And we'll update you on this situation with the cop. Who would want to be a cop in Philadelphia? Just think of what you're up against after what we've seen this weekend. And you look for leadership and you see Daniel Outlaw and Jim Kenney. All right, Rich Cioli's next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.